Father's Day weekend from the nation's capital. Here he is, the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowjack.
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yes, it is, Huggy Lowdown.
Skip Murphy.
Huggy.
Silver Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The smooth talker, the R&B stalker, and the man who drinks vodka then sleeps with women with walkers. TGIF, TJMS.
Amen. Yes.
Hey, Sil and Jay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, having our brother SKIP, Whitney on his JOB for the HNIC.
Y-E-S, yes.
I like OKC last night. We let Bron Bron and the Heat go H-A-M inside the series.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now OKC is going back to Miami with Mucho Benito's Mamacito. All those fine women in Miami are gonna be a distraction. It's going to make Westbrook look Durant, Chet, and James Harden. Let's count down these contenders real quick so I can get to Chattanooga where I'm performing at Mocha's Lounge tonight through Sunday. That's five shows. Contender number one, our very own J. Anthony Brown.
What?
What did I do?
Jay, you made the list because you on Tom Joyner Morning Show, radio show, Steve Harvey movies, and now Ricky Smiley TV show. I mean, what's next? You going to be on America Got Talent with Howard Stern? Meanwhile, me and my black manager is on the way to Chattanooga in the back of an El Camino. Say, you are more shiggity than Lance Armstrong.
Wow.
Supposedly. Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Contender number two, Lance Armstrong. Now, Lance Armstrong is being accused of doping back in the day, but Lance says, no way. And then he says, I'm Barry Bonds and I approve this message. Well, the DEA, that's what I call them, the Doping Enforcement Agency, claims Lance was meddling before he was peddling. Lance said he's passed over 500 tests. Boy, they give a white man a whole lot of chances, don't you?
Yeah.
500? If his name was Leroy Armstrong, they would have stripped him of his title for having a Red Bull and a five-hour energy drink in his system. Contender number three, Creflo Dollar Daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Mega Pastor Creflo Dollar Daughter called the Popo because Creflo saying, hell no, you can't go to a party. One thing led to another, and the Popo locked up the brother. But I say Father knows best. Timothy Bradley, you and those Dancing with the Stars judges who said you'd be Pacquiao are the Bammers of the week, week. Mocha's Lounge, and I can't forget the big announcement for the family reunion. Biggie Simmons, OMG Girls, and Jacob Lattimore. It's going to be a whole lot of cougars up in that nation.
Thank you, Huggy. Have a great weekend.